I wanna visit Dogland and run with the power pups. You've got to love their style and how they never ever give up. Who loves dogs? Who loves dogs? We rise to the challenge. No one here is average. We are the power pups. You know we never. Hello, and welcome to the second episode of the first season of Power Dog's Adventures in Dogland. I'm Phoebe Owens, and I'll be continuing to share this story with you. If you want to know more about who this show is for, or more about the characters and the family behind these stories, you can go to powerdogadventures.com and find out more. Now, you may remember when our story left off that it was supposed to be Power Dog's very first day going to live at the Dog College of the Arts, floating on a moon just beyond the capital city, Lictopolis. He left while his parents, all of his friends, and almost all of the inhabitants of planet Dogland were taking a nap. Do you remember that Power Dog, while good at so many things, is actually terrible at naps? You may also remember that when Power Dog flew up to the floating moon that his college was on, he was really looking forward to seeing his first cousins, Tuffy and Taffy, and his favorite trainer, TikTok Bunny. And I'm sure that you remember that Tuffy is Power Dog's best friend in the entire universe. That Taffy is the bravest dog in all of Dogland, and that TikTok Bunny is an amazing universe-traveling alien bunny creature who has even visited Earth. But oh, wait! Are you wondering what happened with the monster? You know, the terrifying one? Are you wondering what happened after the zaps of static cling-like energy had shot through each of the dogs and TikTok Bunny right before the sky darkened above the floating moon and a rainbow-colored funnel cloud appeared above the mysterious creature. TikTok Bunny was last seen holding on tightly to the mysterious monster, and Taffy was last seen bouncing on top of what seemed to be its growling belly. And then all three disappeared with a big... That's right, a huge burp. Then a thunderclap and whoosh, they were gone. Power Dog and Tuffy were knocked away by the funnel cloud and slammed onto the ground right as they heard that burp. Surely it was the loudest, scariest, and least funny, but still kind of funny, burp they had ever heard in their lives. They shook their heads in disbelief as more dogs and animal beings slowly gathered around them. The briefly dark sky started to lighten up again. Stunned and scared, they looked everywhere for their dearest Taffy, TikTok Bunny, and that strange creature. Tuffy broke down sobbing, immediately fearing the worst. Power Dog? Where is my sister? He asked. Power Dog summoned his strength and held Tuffy's paw in his. Okay, Tuffster, I'm scared too. I have no idea what is going on, but we have to take a deep breath. Tuffy was having trouble breathing indeed, and he panted out, deep breath? Yep, I'm scared too. But we need to breathe. Come on. The two dogs held up a paw, looked into each other's eyes, and counted. 1, 2, 3, 4. The crowd of animals started to breathe with them. They all let out a huge, loud exhale together. Tuffy, can you use your power of connection to reach out and see if she's okay right now? What would you need to do that? Asked Power Dog. Tuffy nodded his head and closed his eyes and scrunched up his sweet doggy face. Power Dog held out his paw and placed it gently on Tuffy. It's hard, Power Dog. We usually use that power together, but I will focus. Power Dog kept breathing deeply and slowly, hoping that he could help Tuffy stay focused in the midst of this chaos happening around them at their college. Search, Tuffy. Can you feel her? Can you feel her feelings? Power Dog! Just then, Dogland's president, Bernie Sandals, came bounding up. President Sandals is a nice older dog that looks a bit like a Bernese mountain dog does here on Earth. What just happened here? I came up from Lictopolis as quickly as I could, and your parents are not far behind. My parents? Oh, thank goodness, exclaimed Power Dog. The deep breaths had helped, but he was still really freaking out on the inside. Power Dog's parents had taught him how to use some of his most important powers already, but he was going to need their help to make sense of everything that had just happened. Dog Wings and Mom Slice arrived and flew slowly over the crowd to survey the destruction. The pair hovered and then slowly lowered down into the group. Dog Wings put a paw around his son. Power Dog, tell us everything that happened here. Mom Slice nuzzled her son and nephew, but interrupted before Power Dog could even begin. There's really no time to waste. We must get to the Phoenix immediately. President Sandal's eyebrows shot up in surprise. The Phoenix? You cannot possibly go to the Spy Cats at a time like this? The Spy Cats? Power Dog perked up with immediate hope. That's right. The Fennec Fox Dogs. They can find them. Tuffy, let's go gather two things that smell like taffy and TikTok Bunny. Tuffy started nodding and also perked up. I can feel my sister's energy. I really can. She is okay. I don't think she's hurt. I just know she's going to be okay. All of the dogs and other creatures stopped in total silence and turned to Tuffy, hoping for more. This made him pretty nervous, but his sensation of feeling his sister's energy had calmed him down enough to also give him enough confidence so that he could yell to everyone, "They're going to be okay. Let's go to the Spy Cats as quickly as we can." The grown-up dogs smiled warmly at Tuffy, looked at each other, and then nodded in agreement. Mom Slice spoke up. Power Dog, Tuffy, do run along and grab items bearing the scents of TikTok Bunny and Taffy. Then we will be off right away. The group climbed into President Sandal's official business copter together, and off they went. Now, Dogland is a beautiful planet with one very vast ocean. And in the middle of that ocean lies a cluster of gorgeous volcanic islands. The largest island, Hawoofy, is actually where President Bernie Sandals was born and raised. And just a few dog miles off the coast of Hawoofy is a small island called Niaui. Both islands are incredibly lush and beautiful, but both islands have secrets and troubles as well. I'm not at liberty to share many of Hawoofy's secrets with you at this time, but its biggest trouble is that the volcano that created it in the first place has been gurgling and steaming for over a year, occasionally shooting belches of black ash into the air and creating a strong sulfur smell that the dogs do not really enjoy. The spewing volcano has been causing problems for some of the farms on Hawoofy, which not only provide a huge amount of food to the whole planet of Dogland, but nearly all of the food for the neighboring islands. Now, I'm definitely not allowed to speak of Meowie's secrets. And I'm also, frankly, not privy to their specific troubles. Because the residents of Miawi are the most secretive individuals known in the universe. The Fennec Fox Dogs. Also known to many as the Spy Cats. The Fennecs are actually a fox-type dog on Dogland. They have distinctively large ears and cat-like movements. They look very much like the Fennec foxes here on Earth. But on the island of Miawi, they have a secretive, exclusive society in which they are masters of their own martial art, the Fennec Arts. They are masters of meditation. And although they are a passive, non-violent culture, their martial arts include some sword handling expertise, possibly some advanced telepathic skills, you know, the ability to move objects with your mind. But they are actually famous for the ability to locate anyone or anything for whom or which they have the scent of using their mind's eyes. But whatever on Dogland do you mean by mind's eye? Power Dog asked his mother one evening when he had actually gotten her to speak of her time with the Fennecs. For you see, Mom Slice, long before she had become a mother to anyone, had been invited to study the Fennec arts in Miawi, despite not being a Fennec herself. She had shown great promise in her mental abilities, and apparently the Fennecs had been watching. Whether the Fennecs were watching or spying on anyone, or maybe even everyone, had long been up for debate across all of Dogland. And that is why they ended up being called the Spy Cats by so many Dogland residents. Power Dog remembered that his mother had smiled at him, stroked the lone little curl on his head, and answered, "Sometimes your mind's eye is simply how you imagine or remember something. But once you hone your mental powers, your mind's eye, dear one, is what you see when you look inward with only your mind and not your eyes. It is more powerful than eyes, and it is more powerful than any of your senses. Given enough practice, stillness, and presence, your mind's eye becomes the greatest power you can use." The Fennecs spend their lives honing the power of their mind's eyes to first see into all corners of themselves, then the world, and then the entire universe. And over many generations, they have been able to develop the skill of tracking down any scent to any location, anywhere. The group was approaching a small outcropping of rocks in the ocean with a large golden platform shaped like an amphitheater. Dogwings pointed downwards. There, the Miawi communication stage. The group, traveling together in President Sandal's official business copter, all looked down at first to the golden amphitheater platform and then across the water to the island of Miawi. Mom Slice was the only one among them that had ever stepped foot onto actual Miawi proper, as the island was known. And that was many Dogland years ago. They were in awe of what they saw. Golden pillars and statues were lining the edges of the golden amphitheater, while Miawi itself was enshrouded in fluffy, like really unnaturally fluffy, white clouds. The copter touched down on the only area that looked like a landing pad, just beyond a boat dock and launch. They got out and stared, mouths hanging open, with an even greater sense of awe at the artwork everywhere in the Golden Amphitheater. "Hello, dogs." The group spun around to see a small Fennec with a mighty presence. They had not noticed the small golden boat at the launch, let alone the presence of any individual. Mom Slice gasped. "Chondro! Yunala, how long has it been?" The group relaxed just a little once they saw how much affection this mysterious Fennec and Mom Slice genuinely had for each other. Mom Slice smiled warmly. "Chondro, it has been far too long. I've not returned since before you became leader of the Order." Tuffy, starting to nervously tippy-tap his front paws on the ground, blurted out, "Haunty, shouldn't we speed this up? This is an emergency, my sister." Chondro stiffened and glared at the group as if to let all know that this interruption was taken with offense. Dogwings reached out a paw to Tuffy, then to Power Dog, as if to say, "Hush. Quiet now, dear Tuffy." Mom Slice's smile remained warm. "Chondro, I apologize. We come to you under great duress after these young ones witnessed a truly bizarre and terrifying event. I did not have the time to train them on how to meet and how to greet you. Please forgive our most distasteful haste and lack of decorum." The young pups blushed and looked at each other sheepishly. Power Dog was confused, as he had never in his life and throughout his extensive training ever heard his mother use the word decorum. He made a mental note to ask her what it means when everything calms down. Chondro nodded their head in agreement. "Ah, yes, the strange weather event above Lictopolis. The Order knows this has happened. We do not yet have answers." Just then, a second small boat arrived at the dock near the group. The entire group saw Mom Slice's fur bristle as she saw who was emerging from the boat. Chondro didn't move a muscle but said, "Ah, I see you remember my twin, Maxro." Mom Slice, quickly restoring her composure, replied, "Yes. Before you ask, they are indeed also on the Council of the Order. And yes, they still believe we should not even talk to anyone outside of Meowie." Maxro joined their twin, and they were very nearly identical, save for a tiny shock of white hair above Maxro's large right ear. "Hello, dogs. I am one of the observers of Meowie. The small dog and the large rabbit one are alive. Beyond that, we do not have answers." Tuffy squealed as quietly and internally as he could, and the rest of the group sighed with relief as quietly as they could. Tuffy's excitement had begun to grow at the mention of twins. Feeling that he and Taffy had something in common with the first Fenix he'd ever met felt really great. Hearing that his twin was alive and that TikTok was too was almost too much for him to bear and remain still. But Tuffy and all the dogs could tell that they made the small but mighty Fenix nervous, and they did not want to upset them again. Maxro continued, "And we cannot help you any further. It is best for you to rest here if you need, but then return to your home and seek help elsewhere." Chondro, who was possibly disappointed but impossible to read, nodded and said, "Yes, you may rest here, and we can feed you and give you water. I am sorry, but Maxro does speak for the council. We will not be able to help you." President Sandals, who'd been waiting patiently to be addressed and spoken to this whole time, could not wait any longer, and he was quite uncharacteristically agitated. All right, listen up, foxes," he barked. Both Maxro and Chondro stiffened at this outburst. President Sandals went on, "I am invoking my privilege as a native of Hawufi. I request your seeking assistance immediately. And as a resident of Hawufi, you must grant me this request." Maxro nodded slyly. "You, President Sandals, are now a resident of Lictopolis." President Sandals quickly shot back. "Malarkey! I was born on Hawufi. I farmed Hawufi. I am a dog of Hawufi." Chondro, stepping one tiny fennec paw forward, intervened. "And we are grateful for your service. The Order is pleased that a dog of Hawufi is now president of Dogland. Maxro, this request must be proposed to the entire council." Maxro nodded in what seemed like it could be distaste, but agreed. "All right, but they will have to take the challenge to meet with the council." This time, Power Dog joined Tuffy in unison to uncontrollably holler, "Challenge?" All right, that's all for today. Tune in next time to find out what happens as our story continues. Now, I'm joined by my 6-year-old co-author for a dog joke and some banter. Hi, Hank.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Are you ready to talk about some big words?
Yeah.
Okay, and then maybe a dog joke afterwards?
Yeah, I want to do the dog joke.
You want to do the dog joke?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Okay. Do you know what decorum means?
Decorum. I don't know.
You want me to say?
Yeah.
Decorum means like good manners, best behavior, or a certain way that you're supposed to behave that you have to be taught. Like when you meet new people or travel to a new country or a new place or are in a setting where you're expected to, say, shake hands or make a small bow or make eye contact or don't make eye contact. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about malarkey? I know you know the word malarkey, but what does it mean?
It means that, like, means like that doesn't make sense. When you say malarkey, you can just like throw your hands up in the air, then come.
Yeah.
People might know what you mean.
I think it would be great if our listeners also chimed in and told us what they think malarkey and decorum and maybe even banter means.
Yeah. Let's do some jokes.
Yeah, let's do some jokes. You got a joke for me?
And then you can do a joke.
Okay. I like it. What's your joke?
Why did the dog cross the snake?
Why?
To get to the barking bone.
Hank, that's bonkers. The barking bone. Okay, I have a joke for you. Do you promise not to groan?
Yeah.
What do you call it when a cat wins a dog show?
A catastrophe.
Ah, you stinker. You're good. That was a joke right there, just spoofing me, huh?
Uh-huh.
I love it. And once again, listeners, thank you. We hope you subscribe and join us next time to hear more of this story. If you liked what you heard, you can see more content, including our show notes, at our website, PowerDogAdventuresAllOneWord.com. There you can also sign up for our infrequently emailed newsletter and also submit any good dog jokes. As you can probably tell, we could use them, and we'll be forever grateful if you feel like telling your friends about the show. I am really excited to share with you that we'll close out this recording with a special track from Texas-born, Oregon-based family performer Red Yarn. With his engaging performances, lush folk rock recordings, and playful music videos, this red-bearded bard reinvigorates American folklore for younger generations and their families. This fun track is off his new album, and it's called Cats and Dogs. If you like what you hear, your grown-up can help you find more at redyarnproductionsalloneword.com on the internet. Special thanks go to the inimitable Jason Rourke, who makes these stories sound extra good with his wise counsel, recording, sound design, and even original music. Additional thanks go out to our friends, family, and community. Thank you as well to a group of wonderful experts and artists listed on our website for guiding us through this process to bring these adventures to you, our dear listeners, to whom we give our deepest gratitude. This podcast is also made possible in part by funding provided by the Regional Arts and Culture Council in Portland, Oregon. Thank you, RAC.
Hit cats sitting on a step. scratch your back, and then when you're about to fall asleep, she'll dig your clothes out and go get go. I'll let you wander far from home. When the wolves start howling, you'll come back again like cats and dogs. Will they ever get along? Dogs and cats? Oh, what you think about that? They're cow dogs, bird dogs. Have you heard the word? It's a doggy, doggy dog world. He ate my hot dog, chili dog, corny dog, silly dog. Sally called the vet, I think he swallowed mama's pearls, and he slipped out the doggy door, chased the lady Labrador. Now they're out there howling at the moon. Meanwhile the cat came back, gave my leg a scratch, and got me feeding him a supper from a silver spoon. Like cats and dogs, oh, will they ever get along? Cats like a ball and a bat, they ain't ever gonna ever be friends. I don't know about that, but I ain't gonna get trapped in between them trying to make amends. Dead dog people, cat people looking to get mad, people hissing and a barking like cats and dogs. Left people, right people trying to pick a fight. Don't you know what voices in the same old song? I saw a pretty picture in a cheesy little calendar. Puppy and a kitty sitting side by side. Maybe it was Photoshop, but made me think that we should stop the fussing and the fighting and get unified.